This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, another gun-free zone has fallen prey to the bullets made by Big Pharma. That's our opening story here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You saw what happened in Jacksonville at the, I guess, a video game thing, Madden. It was at NFL video games there, Superdon. I mean,
it was a gaming tournament.
Gaming tournament, okay. Yeah. Now, how many times have we heard about mass shootings at gaming tournaments? Outside of the shooting that actually takes place in the video game. I mean, I don't recall. I mean,
no.
People could say, hey, they're degenerates, they're losers. I mean, they're video game. You know, kids are playing video games. Well, adults are too. But how often do you hear about shootings at them? Well, I don't recall one. But it happened in Jacksonville. And the first thought that came to mind, as it should for everybody when this occurs, is like, was the shooter under psychiatric care? Was the shooter under the influence of FDA-approved psychotropic drugs? Apparently, yes. Absolutely, definitively, yes. That's what we're seeing. Although I don't see, and Superdon, you can confirm if the mainstream media has acknowledged this. They must have. They had to, a little even. But Natural News has got it covered. David Katz, the mass shooter, apparently opened fire on a group of gamers at the NFL Madden NFL 19 tournament. Killed two of them. Injured a bunch. Killed himself. As a teenager, was hospitalized twice in psychiatric facilities and was prescribed antipsychotic medication and antidepressant medication. And I've said it time and time again, SSRI bullets. The bullets from Big Pharma are far more deadly than the bullets in a firearm. And, of course, you could come back and say, well, what about the two people that died? They were pretty, yes, of course. I cannot and will not dispute that bullets have the capacity, when fired at you, they can kill you. Okay? That's never been an issue here. But if you acknowledge the firearms-related deaths, and then you step outside of that firearms equation, and you look at the psychiatric induction, or let's just go generalize, let's say, death from all cause, and we realize that the iatrogenic-caused deaths far supersede the numbers. It's not even a close contest. In terms of the people who die due to modern medicine versus bullets. Now, this is not to take away from anybody's death. That's not never my intent to do that when I mention this. But what these psychotropic drugs are known to do is to take someone who may be problematic mentally, emotionally imbalanced, and remove the governor that would limit the behavior that would result in suicide and homicide, or a combination of the two. When you're on these drugs, it is well known that the governor limiting those behaviors from suicidal ideations and thoughts to actual behaviors, that block to not behave that way, which is built into our survival mechanism, is removed. It's made aberrant. And here's another case where instead of, oh my gosh, we need gun control, we need psychiatrist control. We need modern medicine control. We need FDA control. Because without these drugs, it's not to say that there would be no shootings, but let's be honest about the stats. They say that over 90% of all of these mass shootings, especially around schools, but over 90% happen due to an individual, usually a young male, on these FDA-approved psychiatric medicines. Super Don, nothing's changed for me here. I mean, it's a disaster. I hate hearing it every time it happens. But to blame again the gun and the bullets is not pointing the finger where it really needs to go. Now, ultimately, the shooter, yes. But under the influence of drugs approved by the Fear and Death Administration, where are the hearings on the psychotropics and their impact on over 90% of these mass shootings since Columbine and forward?
Yeah, it doesn't get talked about very often. I will say that this is probably one of the fastest instances, examples of the information about him being on psychiatric drugs that I've seen in a long time. Usually it takes 2 or 3 weeks before they manage to dig that information up. But in this case, it came out, you know, just a couple days after the incident. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, I mean, is it something that needs to be looked at? Absolutely. And you know, I can remember a couple of times in the past when there were these shootings and it came out that they were on drugs, that it's been brought up or mentioned, but you really had to dig hard to find out.
Right.
You know, or to, you know, find somebody talking about it. But then it just gets swept under the rug because, as you were saying, they want to go straight to the gun mm-hmm. in the situation. Because it's, you know, it's always the gun if we just get rid of the guns. But the problem is, mm-mm. you look at places, for example, take a look at the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gun control. Yeah, they've got it there.
Yeah, big
and time. Recently you've seen a rash of what? Stabbings, right? People are grabbing knives and they're stabbing people. So it's not like it has reduced gun deaths. Well, yeah, if there aren't any guns, then you can't have any gun deaths, right?
Yeah.
But has it reduced the violence? So, no, it hasn't. If people are going to do crazy things, it doesn't matter if they've got a gun, it's convenient, fine, I've got a gun, I'll use a gun.
Once again,
but if they want to do something, they're going to use whatever they can get their hands on.
Politicians wrongly diagnosing the problem and administering the wrong remedy, just as doctors do in most cases. And speaking of doctors and their penchant for prescribing drugs to children, one of our co-lead story today, by the way, we got Dr. Brian Hooker coming up. We're going to talk about the Tdap in relationship to autism. We have Dr. Rashid Bitar. We've got a whole host of topics to cover with him when we go advanced medicine next hour. 1 in 12 kids taking multiple medications at risk for a major drug interaction. Now, this is a new study that is among many I told you so's that I get to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Multiple medications. I've said it. You got one medication, you might have some plausible claim that has been analyzed and tested to some degree that you have a generalized perception of what to expect, including side effects, although in the first 2 to 5 years, you might be a guinea pig finding out new side effects they didn't know pre-market, and that's called post-market surveillance. Once they put you on 2 drugs, or 3 drugs, or 4 drugs, or 5, or 10 plus 2, 12, when have they studied them together? This is called polypharmacy, as if it were, well, it sounds really good, but it's polypharmacy, right? Nothing to worry about here, it's polypharmacy. But what it is many drugs. Never before have 2 of these drugs been tested together, and they're giving multiple meds to your kids. It used to be a problem for old people, right? Got to worry about grandma and grandpa, they're on 10, 15, 20, 30 drugs. How many drugs could they be put on? Well, it's kids now. And the focal point is ADHD drugs, because those are primary. But psychotropic drugs, anti-anxiety drugs, throw that into the antibiotic mix, the vaccines these kids are given. No vaccine has been tested with any kid being given 1, 5, 10 or more drugs. But it's perfectly safe and effective. How patently, to use that term, not loosely, how patently unscientific the prescribing of drugs to children, much less adults, is when you give more than one at a time. Where are the studies, doctor? Where are the studies, FDA? Where are the studies, Congress critters? Dick Durbin, is he still around? Where are the studies to show safety and efficacy of multiple drugs? I'm not even talking cocktails. We're not all in one like some of these vaccines are all in one. We're talking drug and then another and another and another. And you're same kids getting them. They don't even know. They admit not much is known how teens or children use these prescription meds. But the study in pediatrics is showing some insight here, giving some insight. University of Illinois, Chicago, and they're finding out it could be disastrous. Nearly 1 in 5 children and adolescents use at least one prescription medication. Approximately 7.5% use 2 or more. And the use of prescription medications was highest among adolescent girls. Almost 30% of adolescent girls. And it's more for you because my adolescent daughter is not on any drugs. What have we wrought? A nation on drugs. The United States of Drug America. I don't know if I coined the phrase, but I've used it for years and it's not changed. Boys aged 6 to 12, 26.5% of them are on prescription medication. This is a failure, I would say, of society, but I'm not a collectivist. I'm not a globalist. It's a failure of parenting. Oh, yeah, mom and dad, you're culpable here. You believe the doctors, you believe the government, you believe the media, you believe the advertisements on television that said this drug for little Johnny and little Susie, it's all you got. The best thing you got. And how many times have I heard from moms and dads, well, I tried everything, nothing worked. And then I began to ask them, have you detoxified your son or daughter's liver? Have you made sure they're on organic, clean food? Have you checked them for heavy metals? Yes. Have you looked at the endocrine disrupting compounds that they're exposed to in the food they eat, in the plastics that are surrounding the foods and the drinks that they're consuming? Are they deficient in selenium and chromium and silicon? Are they getting adequate essential fatty acids and saturated fats? Is the dairy that they're consuming from factory farmed animals? Is the meat that they're eating from factory farmed animals loaded with glyphosate on top of endocrine disrupting compounds? Moms and dads, it stops with you. The government's not going to do it. Dick Durbin ain't going to call for hearings. They're going to continue to just try to disabuse you of the idea that your rights come from God. They come from government. They're going to say it's a gun problem. It's a bullet problem. No, the bullets are made of pharmaceutical drugs. And they're being injected and ingested by your children in patently unscientific ways, never before tested. Your kids are the experiment. I hope you're squirming right now. I hope you feel a little bit uncomfortable now if you're one of those moms and dads. I'm not mad at you. I've been ignorant. I've been there. I didn't know this stuff growing up. But there's no excuse with each and every shooting. Much less now that the Journal of Pediatrics acknowledges nearly 30% of adolescent girls in America are on prescription meds, maybe multiple meds. 26.5% of the kids, 6 to 12 boys, drug interactions. You are a living, walking experiment. Your kids, I mean. Moms and dads, don't participate in it. Withdraw them from the medical industrial complex.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all watching on YouTube. Over my left shoulder are posters produced by the late, great Liam Sheff. Hey, can't believe I still have to say that. He's not with us, but his book, Official Stories, still out there doing amazing things. I hope y'all pick it up. Maybe we'll have some with us at the Trinity Conference, the reemergence of the Health Freedom Expos, starting up September 22nd, 23rd in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. I don't know if Brian Hooker's going to be there, but certainly would love to see him. But if not, second best to be in there is being on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brian Hooker, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Is school back in session? Are you back teaching again?
Not for another week.
Okay.
We kind of have shorter semesters where I teach. We have a sort of a compressed semester, so students can work a little bit more during the summer and be able to, work on paying down that tuition bill. And so they will be back, and we'll be back in full swing next week.
All right, so we still have Brian Hooker on summer vacation. So he's going to be ridiculously relaxed with us, and we can talk about anything.
I'm wearing shorts and flip-flops as we
All right,
so,
yes. That was it. I had flip-flops, and I have shorts on today, too, so we're good. We're in good company. I don't know what Super Don's wearing. Probably helmets because there's low-flying planes above him. So, let's see. Study claiming the Tdap vaccine in pregnancy doesn't cause autism. Is that true given the facts? That's where we want to go today with you, and you have an article out on the worldmercuryproject.org website. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Very, very important because the propaganda pieces in the mainstream media were coming fast and furious this last week over a study by Kaiser Permanente published in the journal Pediatrics. This is the same journal that we referenced last segment about polypharmacy in kids being a disaster. Yet, of course, polypharmacy when it comes to injectable the vaccines, DTaP, no problem at all. So prenatal tetanus, diphtheria, acellular pertussis vaccination, and autism spectrum disorder, ASD. That's the title of the study. What does it say, but what is it really saying?
Well, what they're claiming is that that there is no relationship between autism spectrum disorder and children who prenatally were exposed to the Tdap vaccine versus those children that did not get the Tdap vaccine. And that is the claim. But it is, you know, it is a fatally flawed study. There is, you know, probably if you went back and had the raw data to work with, you would see something much, much different. In fact, I contacted the lead author of the study, Tracy Becerra Kolke, uh-huh. and asked her for the raw data, and she sent back an email saying that since this was a study that was fully funded by Kaiser Permanente, it was funded by a private entity, then there's no type of government entanglement that they are not required to share that data set. So, you know, wow. There's no way that you can confirm or deny what they're saying, but the paper itself is of very, very dubious quality.
Yeah, in your article here, by the way, everybody read this. Again, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you say seven things you need to know. There's probably more than that, but to even boil it down to seven that we can grab onto, we can at least do one before the break at the bottom of the hour here. Your first point is about minimum and average follow-up times to detect autism diagnosis.
Well, this was a real glaring problem with the study. The amount of time, what they did was they said that a child, in order to be considered for the study, had to be at least 1 year old, and that they had to be in network for a minimum of 3 months. So that meant that, first of all, how many one-year-olds do you know that get an autism diagnosis? That's preposterous. The average age of diagnosis is about 4.2 years. And if you look at the most recent CDC data, it's a little longer than that, about 4.33 years of age. So many, if not most, of the children in this study were too young to get an autism diagnosis, and they, you know, and consequently, they underestimated the amount of autism that was in that particular sampling. And, you know, so there was no logic to any type of follow-up age. And then if they were 3 months in network, if they happened to get an autism diagnosis when they were out of network, either before or they were after they were being considered in the study, then they would be considered non-autistic. Those facts will work to bias this towards not finding an association.
Well, that had to be an oversight, Brian. It could, either that or they just didn't know. When we come back from this break, Brian Hooker, PhD, will tell us what they should have known, what's a glaring and obvious mistake in terms of their claims that the Tdap has nothing to do with autism. And we've got six more points to go through when we come back from this break. A little more for you, those of you watching on YouTube as well, behind the scenes. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right. Learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The story we're covering right now with Brian Hooker, PhD, is the reason why, Super Don, I say you have to assume when the mainstream media writes a story about a health issue, a vaccine issue, or a drug issue, you've got to assume it's 100% wrong until you incrementally prove one percentage that they're actually correct about. Because the news reports on the Tdap study, distancing itself from any relationship to vaccines autism, the vaccine autism link. Brian Hooker had to write an article about it. It was so glaring. 7 different points he just threw out there. We covered the first one. Now, on the age of diagnosis, Brian, How is it that the Kaiser Permanente crew doing this study would not know that it's very rare, if ever, that one-year-olds are diagnosed with autism, for them to basically exclude the normal ages when this is identified?
I can't imagine that they wouldn't know. I truly believe, and noting, you know, when we get down to the later points, noting the conflicts of interest of the authors of this particular study, they're setting up a study to hide things, not to elucidate information and elucidate science, but to hide science. And by going down to that 1 year cutoff, and saying you have to be 1 year of age, then they're missing the vast majority of the autism cases in this particular study.
Yeah, and
so
then
I can't believe that it's unintentional.
And you did mention this enrollment time of 90 days. If it didn't happen within that 90-day period, and that could happen. I mean, how often does it happen outside of the realm? Then, of course, they said the study's inherently biased toward the null hypothesis. Null hypothesis. That sounds really interesting.
Null hypothesis means not to find anything.
Yeah.
So when you you have children that go out of network, they were a part of Kaiser Permanente, which is a health maintenance organization, but if they are only required to be in network a minimum of 90 days, then chances are when they got that autism diagnosis or when they didn't get that autism diagnosis, they were out of network. Mm-hmm. So you don't know if the controls that they have that are non-ASD controls are really not just masquerading as autistic kids that just got diagnosed outside of network. So again, whenever you do that, then you lower the overall numbers of children with autism in the study, and that's just going to inherently bias it to not find an association.
So you can't find what you're going to exclude, right?
Exactly.
They pretend they were looking for something, but they excluded it, so, hey, look, we didn't find it. Now, the follow-up period. You said the mean follow-up period for unvaccinated group was 4.44 years opposed to the vaccinated group 3.85 years. Why the discrepancy? Why is that a fatal flaw in the study design?
Wow. Well, this, you know, if I was doing this study and I was looking specifically at ASD, I developed a method when I was working with the Geyers, and we published this in 2013, where we would look at, in order to make sure that we accounted for all the possible cases of ASD, we would look at the mean age of diagnosis plus two standard deviations. And that would mean mathematically, if you just look at like a typical bell-shaped curve, like the curve that they do for the SAT test or whatever, that you would catch fully 97% of all the ASD diagnoses. Mm-hmm. Not only did they undercut this, were they woefully back on the bell-shaped curve, so they were missing over 50% of the cases of autism spectrum disorder in this instance, but they followed the unvaccinated group longer, and they followed the vaccinated group for a shorter time period. So guess what? You would find, therefore, more cases of autism spectrum disorder in the unvaccinated group, not because there's any elucidated difference between the vaccinated or the unvaccinated group, just that you follow the unvaccinated group for a greater time period. Mm-hmm. And I did a calculation, and the difference between the number of diagnoses that you would see if it's just followed the standard bell-shaped curve, if you look at the difference between the unvaccinated group and the vaccinated group, you would get about 30% more diagnoses just by this inherent flaw in the unvaccinated group. And therefore, you would, you know, just by mathematics, you would find more autism in the unvaccinated group by the way that they did this study. So this blows it out of the water.
Those are only three of the 7 points so far that you brought up in your article on this at worldmercuryproject.org. Linked up in the show notes at robertciabell.com. Check it out. Brian Hooker, Ph.D. here. The covariates do not include vaccination status of the infant child during the follow-up period. Why is this a problem?
Well, if you want to look at just prenatal vaccines, and in this case the Tdap vaccine, which the primary manufacturer is GlaxoSmithKline, makes a Tdap vaccine called Boostrix, then you want to control for any differences in the vaccination schedule that the children receive vaccines postnatally after they were born. So you would want to make sure that they got roughly the same vaccines, both the cases and the controls, in this particular study. Otherwise, then you would skew the study for those children who, if they got the birth Hep B, that's a confounding factor or a covariate. If they got the rotavirus series, that's another covariate. And they didn't account for, and they didn't even make any attempts to elucidate what these children's vaccination status was after they were born. So, again, that's a fatal flaw. And if you really want to know just what the Tdap would do, then you have to keep everything else equal, and you have to make sure that they all follow the same vaccination schedule after they were born. And there was no attempt to do this.
So the study design looks like it was flawed purposefully, intentionally, to eliminate the potential of a finding that would inculcate this Tdap prenatal vaccine in incidents of autism of the child yet to be.
Right. You said a mouthful, and what they were trying to do was to obfuscate the issue and bury, you know, any type of potential finding in this effort to publish a study in the Journal of Pediatrics, which is, by the way, one of the most conflicted, in industry captured journals that you could publish in. Mm-hmm. But the list goes on in terms of fatal flaws in this study.
Yeah, your next one references something called multicollinearity. I'm like, good Lord, my brain hurts. What are you talking about?
Well, when you do just a straightforward study, what you want to do is you want to stack up the rates of autism spectrum disorder in the vaccinated group and the rates of autism spectrum disorder in the unvaccinated group. They never did that. They never considered the actual patient numbers, but what they did was they took the patient numbers and then they multiplied the patient numbers by the year of birth. You know, these children were presumably born in, I think it was 2011, 2012, 13, and 14. And so what they would do is they would take the year of birth and they would bias, the number of children that were born that year that had ASD by multiplying them by, like for the first year of consideration, year one, for the second year of consideration, year two, for the third year of consideration, year three. So they never really did a study where they compared, the experimental variable to the independent variable. So they never actually compared ASD incidence for vaccinated, unvaccinated people, but instead they came up with this phony baloney variable, which is patient years, meaning that if you were born later in the study, then you were biased towards, having more weight in the study. And, so if somebody was diagnosed later, then that counted as a more important diagnosis than somebody diagnosed earlier.
Right.
In my book, you don't do that. If somebody gets diagnosed with autism, it doesn't matter whether they're 18 months old, 36 months old, 5 years old, it's still an autism diagnosis. And this is another way, it's a classic case of what's called multicollinearity, and it is used to obfuscate the truth, and it biases this, again, towards the null hypothesis, so you would not find an association.
You've said that much better than I could. Thank you, Brian. Now,
no worries.
We've done 5 of the 7 points in your article, and we have not even touched the issue of conflicts of interest. I mean, usually that's the first thing that's brought up anytime, like someone like you would publish a study or a reanalysis. They say, oh, you have a conflict of interest. Your son is diagnosed into the autism spectrum, right? And they go, well,
right.
that has to discount everything you find, even if the study design is right. So you've destroyed the study design. Now we get to the conflicts of interest. Number 6, the authors possess an alarming conflict of interest, specifically around the Boostrix that you mentioned by GSK. 3 of the authors, including the lead author, received funding directly from GSK.
Right. These authors have received money directly towards the evaluation of the vaccination. And as members, as employees of Kaiser Permanente, they received grant dollars directly from GlaxoSmithKline and are, actively seeking, I've been a researcher and I am a researcher. I've been a researcher at a think tank before. I'm now at a university, which is a little different. But when you work at a think tank, you're kind of a hired gun. And you are, you're putting yourself out there in corporations that want to hire you to do research. They pay you very, very attractive fees in order to do research. And And that was the case for three of these authors. So they're not without gross financial conflicts of interest.
And then so, Kaiser Permanente itself, you take it up to the funding, how it relates to the data set that you actually requested. It says, hey, do you mind if I have access to your data so I can reanalyze this? I mean, that seems to be what in peer review you'd like others to do. You want to see how it's coming out. Others are looking at it, but apparently they didn't let you have it.
No, no, they were very, very quick to email me back and say that this was a private study, and so therefore they did not have to turn over the data. And even if you look at Kaiser Permanente, the way that it works as a health maintenance organization, they have their own vaccination clinics. So what they do is they go to GlaxoSmithKline, they buy Boostrix in bulk, okay? They buy bulk vaccines, and then they redistribute it to their clinics, and if their vaccination rates in their clinics aren't high, then they don't get reimbursed for the vaccines that they bought. They actually are they're buying Boostrix for a wholesale price. They're selling it as in a retail price, and they're getting insurance reimbursement for it. And so they're making a profit on Boostrix. So this whole enterprise is inherently conflicted because they would never come down on the side of saying, oh, Boostrix causes ASD in children when it's given prenatally, because they would financially be shooting themselves in the foot.
Right.
So this is a huge institutional conflict of interest, and it's one of the reasons why we should, you know, in a perfect world, we should be able to rely on our government officials, but they're just as captured as Kaiser Permanente.
Absolutely. Brian Hooker, you have utterly destroyed their claims that the TDAP has nothing to do with the manifestation or likelihood of manifestation of autism. Folks, you got to read the article. Brian Hooker's amazing. He did it again. We're going to be back with more powerful healing and coffee for Superdons.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Scott Bell Show.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert,
he is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott, he's a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I remember that one, Super Don. Man, it's like we don't get to play those anymore. That you found them again is kind of cool. It's like when we move and we unpack, we're like, I didn't know we had that. So,
Yeah. A few things there. Yeah, but eventually we'll figure out how to work this kind of stuff back into the show. But
yeah.
Kind of a cool little blast from the past.
Yeah, up your audio sleeve. That's where it was. So we got a couple of videos that are up at Reel.video. I blasted out earlier today, and this is the thing, because YouTube wants to censor out a lot of these the subjects that we talk about here. And the one was about the flu mist coming back, and I said, "Up your nose with a toxic antigen-filled hose." The flu mist is back, courtesy of the CDC. That is my headline anyway. And the other one was about the chickenpox and shingles vaccine. Moronic chicken pox vaccine brings on more shingles. Throw the hashtags in there. You got it covered. So in addition to YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and YouTube, we have stuff on Reel.video as well as right here at our home and broadcast radio syndication. That's GCN, GCNlive.com. Upcoming events including the Health Freedom Expo New Version Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd, 23rd. It's going to be awesome. Even Jonathan E. Moore is going to be there. Joni Abbott's going to be there. Chris Barr, Not a Doc's going to be there. We've got it going on. It's going to be amazing. We've got one of the best vaccine panels ever put together. I'm not going to tell you who's on it just yet, but it's going to be great. Roseanne Lindsay's going to be there, naturopath as well. We've got other events coming up in the show notes. Check it out. Scroll down. See it. We'll be adding more as we go. I think there's some more Florida events I'll let you know about soon. But right now, to the rescue of Super Don. He's drinking the good Cameroon coffee, and he's drinking it like he used to and loving it, and I'm loving that he's happy. But in case you run out, Super D, could it be that drones will be dropping coffee from the skies? I don't know. In powdered form, in bean form, or fully brewed? What's the story here?
Oh, this is awesome. Now, you know, one time, IBM was like the company, right, for computers. I mean, if you had a computer, it was an IBM computer.
Yeah.
They have kind of fallen out of the computer business. They've been, basically all the competition came up and stuff, so they really aren't doing a whole lot with computers anymore. Mm-hmm. But now they're going into other areas of technology and artificial intelligence and things of that nature. Well, IBM has come to the rescue of the coffee drinkers like I, and have patented a coffee drone. Now, this patent describes a drone that can identify the cognitive state of office workers and lower cups of coffee on an unspooling string to them.
Really?
Now, how awesome is that, right?
I don't know how awesome that is. I'm a little nervous about it. Drones dropping coffee from the skies, or is this like inner office drones, like inside?
Well, this would be an inner office thing. This, as far, the way I understand it, and it's all in concept right now.
Got to have high.
But basically, what would happen is, because IBM has been doing a lot of work with the AI stuff. Mm-hmm. What this drone theoretically would do is it would monitor your energy level, your blood pressure. And even be able to recognize whether you were looking drowsy or not. And it would come over, and they're still working on a lot of the details on this, whether it would, like, drop coffee, like, in a bag, you know, so that it wouldn't, like... I mean, could you imagine you're sitting there, and you're kind of sleepy, and the drone flies over, and it accidentally drops the coffee, and the scalding coffee falls on your lap, and, you know.
Much for the
so,
nap.
They've got some bugs to work out on this. They're talking about perhaps the drone may be actually be able to pour the coffee into your coffee mug, which would be kind of cool. Or you know, some other things. But like I said, it's all concept right now. But IBM went out of their way to actually patent this technology in a coffee drone.
First of all, IBM is the computer company that worked on numbering the victims in the concentration camps in Nazi Germany, just so you know. It's got a bad lineage, just like a lot of these companies do. Second of all, was there a meeting somewhere, or does this happen in every office? You know what? We just are not able to get up on our own, go to the break room, pour ourselves a cup of coffee, and get back. No, it's just, that's never happened. We need a drone to... No, I'm sorry. This is nonsense. Do not invest all in this. Right. It's a fail before it begins. I know it's super dot, it's because there's coffee in it, it's kind of interesting to you, but even you will get up when you want a cup of coffee and pour yourself one.
This is
one.
True.
Right? Yeah.
That is true.
We've solved it, folks. We got a break. Top of the news hour. We got Dr. Rasha Bhattar, Advanced Medicine, coming up. Don't miss it. It's going to be awesome. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.